So in the fundamentals of investing, there are three major asset classes. One is real estate, two is paper assets, and third is business, or the B quadrant business. One of the most important lessons my rich dad gave me was being willing to learn how to build a BI triangle, starting from mission to team to leadership and all this. One of the reasons I went in the Marine Corps was my rich dad said I had to learn how to lead people if I wanted to be an entrepreneur. It was critical to being successful in the B quadrant. So for those of you who would like to build your own business, if you're so inclined, in my opinion, being an entrepreneur in the B quadrant is the richest game in the world. If you look at who the richest people in the world are, many of them are entrepreneurs. But you don't have to build a business on your own if you're not inclined to do so. What you can do is you can go to a business broker and you can buy one, just like you go to a real estate broker or a stock broker or an insurance broker. There are business brokers out there. And for part of your learning process, I highly recommend it. It's a very interesting process to go to a business broker and actually sit down there and look at all the different types of businesses for sale. It's quite exciting, in fact. I've seen nurseries, transmission sales, travel agencies, all these different types of businesses that are up and running that you can buy. The other way, other than starting your own business, is you can buy a franchise. McDonald's being a classic example. I have a friend who owns 14 Jack in the Boxes. That man is set for life. And that's all he buys and sells are franchises. And the other way is through network marketing. And I know for some people, network marketing has a negative stigma, and rightfully so. Yet there are certain aspects of network marketing that I highly recommend people looking into. One of the best advantages of network marketing is that if you're successful in it, they'll teach you leadership skills. They'll teach you how to think from the E quadrant to the B quadrant or the S quadrant to the B quadrant. Another thing wonderful about network marketing is they don't fire you. In the real world of business, if you don't succeed on the first attempt, you get fired. You lose your job. But in network marketing, they have the patience to teach you and guide you to go from the left side of the quadrant to the right side of the quadrant. So those are some of the things I like about network marketing. The other thing that's great about it, you can do it part-time. So rather than looking at the product or the compensation plan, I recommend that when people look at network marketing, first look at their education plan. What are they going to teach you? How are they going to guide you? Who's your mentor above you, your upline, they call it? And who's going to be responsible or help you grow from the left side to the right side? So there's many ways of becoming a B quadrant person other than just starting from scratch on your own, which is what I did.